morning conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
Well, on Thursdays this month, we're talking about the Community Cancer Center and the Power of Pink, their annual campaign of getting the word out there about cancer and dealing with it. And of course, they're doing their Power of Pink presentations differently this year due to everything that's going on. Wanted to talk today with a cancer survivor, Missy Freeman. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
So talk about what you've done in life, just career-wise, so people can kind of find out more about you.
I just recently retired. I was a kindergarten, first grade, second grade teacher in Sutherland for 31 years.
So when did your journey with cancer begin?
January 6th of this year.
Wow. So this is pretty fresh.
Yes.
So talk about kind of what led to realizing that you had cancer.
I discovered a lump on my own and asked my doctor about it. And it was very quick, the diagnosis was. And I began treatment here in Roseburg.
So how's it been going since then?
I actually was able to only complete 3 of my 6 treatments. I became very ill from an infection and spent 10 days in the hospital in Eugene away from my family because of COVID-19. By then, they weren't allowing any family members in. And I came home and had to be on antibiotics for 4 weeks after that. And then I had an MRI and the medication did its job. My tumor had disappeared. And so I kind of was on the fast track to surgery.
So did that part of the process happen more quickly?
It did. My body responded exactly the way that Dr. Williams at the Cancer Center wanted it to, even quicker. So I was able to have my surgery on July 1st and have been recovering since.
So at what point in all this, I mean, my understanding, because it's not happened to me, but it's certainly happened to people around me, that whenever you get told you have cancer, it's like kind of a life, everything kind of stops.
So my life didn't stop. I was teaching at the time, and I had some wonderful, wonderful people who I worked with that helped whenever I needed to. I took the week of treatment off, and then I taught the next 2 weeks until I went back to treatment again. And then we went to virtual learning because of COVID-19, and I continued to teach.
So in some ways, that actually simplified in terms of your, at least the job part of dealing with the situation.
Sort of, yes.
I mean, just in terms of, just coming out of all of that but teaching from wherever and not having kids right in the room, et cetera.
Yeah, those were the highlights of my weeks, was being able to have my class meetings and see my students, and they completely enjoyed that.
So during that time out of town and because of COVID being isolated, what did you feel during that period of time?
It was frightening. I was very, very ill. They did surgery to take the port, to remove the port, and it was difficult to go through that by myself.
And one of the things about the Community Cancer Center and being able to do treatments here is being able to stay here where you've got your family and friends around you.
Yes. So my first treatment, my family was able to be with me during that time. They were back during the treatment. And then by the second and the third treatment, they weren't allowed to come in. And that's difficult. It's hard to be without your family. My family is my rock. And they were able to always be there for me. So it was difficult when I was separated from them.
But you were still able to stay in town other than the hospitalization time up north, which I'm told really makes a difference too in terms of a lot of different things.
It does make a big difference to be able to, and that was one of the reasons why my family and I chose to stay here in town to have our treatment, was so I was close to my family.
So what's your prognosis going forward?
After I had surgery in July, the results came back that I didn't have cancer in my lymph nodes. So for now, I am doing antibody treatments until May, so for another year.
Wow. So it's a long road in this process.
It is a long road, but my road is not as difficult as so many people that I have met along the way. And I want people to know that there are so many resources and so many people out there that are just waiting to help. Please reach out to people. I'm ready to pay it forward now that I've been through it. I've had so many people with gift baskets, prayers, tears, just speaking with me, that has made a huge difference in my journey.
All right. Power of Pink going on this month with the Community Cancer Center. Missy Freeman, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN on The Morning Report.